So we got, let's, we're doing tosos now, right? So the basic, the background is that you have matanos kohen, certain gifts. When you shecht an animal, so there's certain gifts that have to be given to the kohen. That's if a Yisrael shechts an animal, because now a kohen shechts an animal, you don't have to give it to the kohen. And so then the am supporting the kohanim, the populace supporting the kohanim, so the am, so the shechting an animal, has to do it. But again, that's for Yisraelim. If a Kohen in his house shechts an animal, he doesn't have to give part of the animal to another Kohen, right? But Rashi learns that if a Kohen is a butcher, then he's chayav to give matanos to another Kohen. If he makes a business out of it, so then he's not functioning as an individual Kohen, he's just a butcher. It's a local butcher shop. What's the difference who owns the butcher shop? It's just he's acting b'tor as a butcher. Not acting as an individual, and then there's no exemption. So like the tax, so you could look at the matanos as a tax. It's a tax on individuals. Which kind of individuals? Yisrael, not coins. And it's also a tax on businesses, on butcher shops. And butcher shops, there's no such thing as a coin butcher shop, Yisrael butcher shop. It's a business, so it's a tax on the business. It doesn't matter whether he's individually a coin or not. Right. Now a butcher shop, we said it's not exactly that, but it means is there's two kinds of shlitas. There's a personal shlita and then there's a commercial shlita. And a personal shlita is being done by an individual. A commercial shlita is a shlita which takes place in the context of a business. Now, context of a business, a guy who just does it for the in his mind that he's going to sell it, that's not a business. A business has to be registered with some sort of whatever. It has to be objective. So that's the way a business works. A business doesn't just mean a guy in his head is doing a business. So it has to be either he has a storefront or he's been doing it for selling it for 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks. Then objectively he's on the records, on the books as a business, and now the shlita which takes place in the context of the business is chayav matanos, whether it's owned by Yisrael or by a kohen. But if it's not an objective of business, it's just an individual shlita, personal shlita, so personal shlita is only chayav if it's done by Yisrael. If it's owned by Israel, but not if it's owned by a company. Okay?
What do you mean it's not an objective business?
Objective business means is like just the guy decides, the guy objectively does the actions that he does every day. Every day he shucks his own animal. Now, you know, he decides, you know what, from now on I'm going to start selling this animal. But there's nothing which he did, nothing nicker, noticeable, demonstrative that he's a butcher. It's just in his head, it's just an idea he has. Now, once he does it for 3 weeks or whatever, then it becomes registered, recognized objectively. Or if he has a store. But just what he's doing, what he's thinking in his head, that he plans on doing this as his business, doesn't objectively characterize the shlita as being a shlita in the framework of a business, even though he may be thinking that. Okay? Okay. So, that's a Rashi. So, Rashi holds that when the Kohen is pater from Atanos, Kohen is pater from Atanos. He's only pater from Atanos if he's shechting as an individual. If it's a business, then he's chayv. Okay? Tosos says no. It's not true. Kohen is pater, period. As long as it's a Kohen's meat, Kohen's animal, Kohanim don't have to give Kohanim Atanos. Only Israelim has to. So if the meat belongs to the Kohen, so then, he's chayiv. I don't care if he's doing a butcher or he's not doing a butcher. It doesn't make any difference. The butcher, there's no exemption like that.
Regardless of his connection and relationship to,
yes,
to cattle.
Right, exactly. As long as it's his, he owns it. So his Kohen's property don't go to other Kohanim for matanos. Okay, it doesn't matter if he's acting as an individual, he's acting as a butcher. Okay? Deoraisa. But the problem is Gemara openly says a Kohen is chayiv after 2-3 weeks. Okay? Gemara says openly, Kohen is shechts of a meat after 2-3 weeks is chayiv. So the Ramah, so the Tosas explain that. So he says it's the Rabbanon. And that's what we're up to. He says it's the Rabbanon. They go there and they said a Kohen, when he makes a business, he's chayiv. Okay? It's the Rabbanon. So let's see that. So Tosas says, I'm picking up, I guess, in the last skinny line, the first skinny line in the Tosos. Kaflam Beis and Beis Kishu. Okay. Ella, the Midrabbanon Gazru, Kishu Tabach, Lite Matanos Kuna, Afilu Hemashalah. So the Rabbanon goes there that if a Kohen is a Tabach, or he's a butcher, then he gives matnas kahuna, even if it's his animal. Even if it's his animal. Shelo yargilu tabacha Yisrael l'shatev kohanim imahem lipatim ha'matanas. Why is it, why the Rabbana goes? Because men of the Minadan really should be potter. So why the Rabbana machayef him? So that he doesn't become accustomed to join together Yisrael butchers to make a partner with him in order for them to be potter from Atanas. So what does it mean? So it means is that Maker Adin, if you have a partnership of a Kohen and of a Yisrael, right, a partnership of a Kohen and Yisrael, so it's potter. Potter from Atanas, 100% potter. So what's the problem? Is that if you're going to have a Kohen, if a Kohen is going to be potter, even if he's a butcher, what's going to happen is, he's going to become a butcher, then the Yisraelim are going to realize that this guy is getting out of Matanos, and they're going to partner up with him. And then you're going to have all kinds of butcher shops being potter from Matanos. Right? Not only the Kohen ones, all the Yisraelim are always going to just partner up with him. So the Rabban didn't like that. So since they didn't like that, we have to explain why they didn't like it, but they didn't. Right, since they didn't like it, what they did is they said, once a coin's a butcher, that's it. He's chayim and rabban. Okay, he's chayim and rabban. Okay? But, they said, ve'ad gimel shabbasos, but until 3 weeks, dikol memra didideh shachet, that you could say that he's shechting his own thing, lo goes rabbanon. Rabbanon where it goes, ve'uk muha al din Torah, and they set it up, establish it on din Torah, namely, there's butter. Right? Ve'mekan ve'elech gazru, but once, it's now it's nicker, so to speak. Once you can no longer say he's doing his own thing, now he's there goes her. Says chayiv, v'chi kavam asachta, and when he sets up a store, miyad muchach talav l'day shachet. It's so automatically demonstrative that he's not shachting his own thing. L'kach goes to the altar, and therefore there goes her immediately. Kedem muchach pasavach, like it's clear. Okay, so what's he saying? He's saying it's a drabana. Right? So the Rabbanan is that once they're worried that you're gonna, that a Kohen is gonna partner up with Yisraelim, so what they said is that once he's a butcher shop, then he's chayav. But as long as you could argue that he's doing it for himself, so then he's potter. Then they kept it on the Din Torah that he's potter. But once it's nicker, 3 weeks, or he has a storefront, that's it. Right? Chayav. Okay, so he agrees kind of with Rashi. He's just saying it's a derabanan. Okay, it's a derabanan. Okay, that's a little further. But he says the lo kapir shakuntras. It's not like Rashi. The pierce of chayim in haTorah v'shilchet limkar. Right, Rashi says that it's min haTorah yechayim with the coming of shechting in order to sell. Tim Cain, because if Rashi is correct that a shochet is selling it, you're shechting it to sell, Yechayev, Tim Cain, Shnayim Ashur Shabbosos, am I potter? Why are you potter for 2 or 3 weeks? If you tell me that the Torah is Mechayev, a Kohen butcher, so 2 or 3 weeks also should be Chayev. First 2 or 3 weeks also? Atu Shalosh Shabbosos, the Torah doesn't say anywhere 3 weeks. Torah just says butchers. So if you want to tell me it's a limud that butchers are Chayev, then a butcher's a butcher. What do you need 2 or 3 weeks for? Right? But according to Tosfos, that the whole thing is a chashash or whatever, somehow he thinks it makes sense, they give him 2 or 3 weeks. Okay? V'odi min haTorah, yevshah shalo yader of Tavla d'orzeh. Also in the story, Tavla didn't know about this Allah, that butchers are five. So if it was a deraisa, you would have to know it. Right? Elavadah, t'kanas hacham, look at the rash. So rather, t'kanas hacham, v'r Tavla, lo v'shmi, alay, haftakan to Adam, alay, r'nach. So that's what Tala didn't know. It was the kana they set up, and that was a later thing, and they didn't know about it. Okay, so the question is, so what's the Rabbanan? I mean, I guess let's try to understand the Rabbanan. What are they worried about? And how did they accomplish their Rabbanan, their takana? And what's the sense of saying that you have these 3 weeks of the storefront, that whole thing, and why is it better than if it were the Raisa? Right? Let's just get to the first question. What's the Rabbanon? What's the Chashash? What are they worried about? Right? After all, the Torah says, if your partner is your partner, your partner. So what are they worried about? Yeah. This is good. Is that it's going to end up on the mind of the whole system of Manuskuna? That every butcher, at least certainly for the butcher, on the butcher level, which is, you could argue is the main level, right? Practically, a lot of meat is coming from butchers. And every Israel butcher is basically going to notice this, and they're going to start joining up with the Kohanim. So butcher shops at large Right, at large. Exactly like what Rabbi Tapa's guy, you know, trying to do. So butcher shops at large are basically not going to end up giving matanos. And the whole idea of matanos, which is part of matanos, is to, even though technically they like their pater, but there's a tachlis, a purpose, a benefit of matanos is to support the kohanim. Right? So it's true the Torah has an instance where there's a partnership, so the guy is pater. So that's true in an instance. But if the whole system becomes, as a whole society, every single butcher shop becomes that way, so then it's going to undermine the whole system and the function of Manasco, of giving them meat. So therefore, they had to stop that. Right? They had to put an end to it. Apparently, they sense that there's a danger here. Right? Practically speaking, is that we're worried about the business is a butcher shop, and there could be tons and tons of animals coming from one given business. So that one business partnering up with the Kohen can end up really affecting the Kohanim. But in individuals, I mean, if any individual Yisrael wants to partner up with the Kohen, fine. So do it. So how big of a movement is it going to become? I mean, any one guy isn't going to affect the overall economy and the overall of the Kohanim system. But at the business level, especially where you're dealing with people who are trying to cut the expenses, and to maximize the profits, so you're going to end up having a major movement, and the whole all the meat which comes from the butchers is going to end up being butter. Rather, like nowadays, all the meat comes from butchers. Who shops their own meat? It turned out to be no institution of Manasguna. Every butcher shop is just going to partner up with the Kohen, and that's going to be it. So the way they cut it out is they said that the exemption doesn't apply. The whole exemption of the Kohen doesn't apply by a partnership, by business. So since it doesn't apply by business, right? So it doesn't apply by business, so you don't have any problem. Because you team up with the Kohen, it's not going to work if you're a business. If you're a business, it's not going to work. Right? I guess they didn't want to knock out the halacha of the partner, because an individual Yisrael and Kohen are partners, and why should you knock that out? Right? I mean, something's going to have to give, I guess. Because it turns out also now, if you have an individual Kohen who's a butcher shop, he's going to have to pay. So there's no perfect way to do this, I guess. Unless you'd say, I mean, it could be cumbersome. Mm-hmm. Guy, partner of business, which partners up with the Cohen. That's, I guess, already, you know, really being very specific. But apparently the Tzura. So what is the... So it seems like that's a chash. That's what I'm trying to knock out.
It's a little better, but still. Like the Havmira, certainly, you see the Havmira very clearly from the Havmira that we thought it was the Shokit. Was the issue,
or
the Machiah, whatever.
Like,
so let the Kohen not be the
Shokit,
just a partner.
Oh. Well, this is Maskana. And Maskana goes by who owns the meat. Right?
So the Chiddush of the Torah is that.
So now who owns the meat? So now.
Since he's a part owner, then.
Right.
Okay. And then the. So when the Gemara says Kohen Tabach, it means. Doesn't mean Kohen
Shokit. I guess it means the Kohen. Where what's this going to have?
The Gemara.
Okay, so now he's saying, so what's the Darbanan? The Darbanan is that a Kohen Tabach is Chayav Matanos, right? Okay. So what about in 3 weeks? So isn't he a Kohen Tabach? First 3 weeks? I guess you're getting around that problem. Right? What's the formulation? Doesn't it deal the same problem? What's the formulation? Kohen Tabach is part of Matanos. So he is a Tabach. I'm sorry, he's Chayav Matanos. So he's Tabach right away, so it's 3 weeks. So he's saying as well, first 3 weeks is not a Muchach, so then I guess he's saying what? You're not worried then? Right, okay, so you could say Shechting his own. Who cares what you could say? But he's not. It's not Muchach. Has to be muchach. What does muchach have to do with it? I mean, what is the tzura of the Darabana? See, that's the problem. So what's the tzura of the Darabana? I mean, how do you work out a formulation which is going to explain why he's potter for the first 2-3 weeks? Right? And if he has a formulation, then why can't that be how Rashi is going to say in the Torah? There's no gzeiras hakasa of 2-3 weeks, but whatever, there must be some unified halachic formulation which will explain the thing. So then why can't that be the deraisa? Because there's the kashan Rashi to say 2-3 weeks in the Torah. They'll say, no, it's not 2-3 weeks. It's a shir, but it's a concept. So it doesn't. Tos is going to have to formulate the Darabanan in a certain way, such that it's a spot there for 2-3 weeks. So what's his formulation? You know, and then once we have a good formulation, we'll see why couldn't he tolerate that in Rashi. Sammy says the Shmuz is a good step. Maybe we have to go a little further, but right, just in the pshat of the thing is that the whole shash is that you're going to have a Kohen who's a butcher, and the Israelim are going to jump all over it. They're going to see this is a great business opportunity. Let's partner up with them and with Pater Fontanos. So what's that? The problem is where he's muchach as a butcher. If it's not clear that he's a butcher, right? Just because he sells meat. Okay, he sells meat, so maybe he's selling his own meat. He go in there and day shachet. Who's to say? So Israel's not going to jump on that. But guys, it's only once it becomes nicker that he's a butcher that there's even a chashash. Right? That there's even a chashash. Otherwise, there's nothing to worry about. What's there to worry about is when he's a nicker as a butcher. Right? Okay, good. Right? Now that's what he's saying, right? And that's what those are saying. I think so. He put the piece, right? I mean, he doesn't say it openly, but I think that makes sense. And what he's trying to build, that makes sense. Okay, so where does that leave us? You're explaining, right? You're not asking.
Right.
Okay, you're asking?
He's answering the question.
Okay, so what's your question?
Well, then what role does it play within the realm of the Rabbana and the Raisa?
Okay, so I think there's a little bit of a problem, and I hear what you're trying to answer, but I think it's not that simple. Maybe it is, let's see. But what's the question? There's a problem here. Problem. Because, I mean, what's wrong with the Shmuz saying? Or why is it not complete? Or is it not complete? Because that's what I was saying. The whole reason we're koshish is because we're worried that they're going to go into business. Right? But there's no shash like that in the case it'll be less than 3 weeks. No shash. Is that the way the rabbanans work usually? That you work out a case that there's no chashash, and then it's mutter. If you work out a case there's no chashash, the whole reason Rabbanan said you can't take medicine is because you may grind it. But I don't grind it. I don't even know how it means. What does that mean, grinding medicine? What is that, right? But the whole reason I'll ride a horse is because maybe I'm going to rip off a branch. I'm in a desert, there's no branches. Right? Or whatever. I'm not that strong. Whatever, I don't know, you work out ways. The whole reason everyone said the Kohanim are Chayav Matanos and their Tavach is because Yisrael is going to see it and whatever. Here, no, it's for the first 3 weeks. Yisrael's not going to see, he's not going to learn anything. Right? But that's not normally the way things go, right? The Rabbanan set up things low plug. They have to set up the laws and laws of structures. Structures are that medicine is Asar and Shabbos. The reason is because of the chashash and all that, but halachically you have to formulate what's the takana. And there's no objective, if there was two kinds of medicine, grinding medicine, not grinding medicine, whatever, maybe there could have been a takana, tzura, or whatever. But every darbon has to be formulated in a certain way. So the formulation here is, if the formulation is that a kohen tabach is chayav matanos, then that's formulation. So you say, yeah, but there's no reason to be worried in the first 3 weeks. Okay, it's very nice, there's no reason, but halachically, how do you formulate it? You still, Rabbanan still have to have a formulation. Rabbanan isn't just a tamadava. Rabbanan is a tzura, is a takana, is a tzura. So given that it has to have a tzura, so you have to explain how the tzura could lend itself to pottering the guy for the first 2-3 weeks. Right? So if you'll say like Rashi's formulation, but then what's his problem with Rashi? Then that's a good formulation. I mean, unless you go with Danny's root. I mean, he could answer, oh no, Or it's a formulation that is only where the character of the Shechita is, you know? So then that's the way it's formulated. And the reason why they did that is because, you know, because of the Chashash, and, you know, that would answer the problem theory. So it is that, right, they said it's only when it's a Shechita of a Tavach, and it's only a Shechita of a Tavach, and objectively 2-3 weeks, right? And now, why should they formulate it that way? Because that's the what lines up with the Chashash. The problem is then what's this in fine? Then why can't that be the Raisa? Torah says, right?
So, how do they decide who's
a
Tavach?
Who? Is it in the Tosos?
Yeah.
I guess. When it's Necker? That's what he says. Okay. How do they practically do it?
So,
if
Cohen can't force a guy, or in this case, the Cohen, to become a Tavach, so if he's still able to say,
I know, but isn't he lying? He's chayiv matamos. Yeah, no, the question is, he wants to know, listen, I'm a Kohen, and I want to be a nice from Jew, and I want to know my chayiv matamos. Listen, Rav, I'll tell you in private that I'm a shochet. I'm not telling anyone else, and it's not muchach, and I could always lie to people and tell them I'm a shochet for myself, but I'm between me and you, honestly, I'm a shochet. So then why am I bought them? So I could lie, I mean, I could lie to people, but I mean, it's true. But assuming a guy, of course, is like, chayiv to do it or not. So if you might. What?
It's the type of
shechita.
Okay.
Type of shechita. What type of shechita? Oh, so like Rashi, you mean? That the character is shechita. What? It doesn't sound like Tosis is saying that, though, in the kind of shechita. It sounds like he's saying what Shmuel is saying, right? It's, that's the problem here. It
no,
sounds like he's reasoning. What?
Yeah,
right.
Since you have that as an excuse, well, does remember.
Yeah, right. Something like that, right. But then what's the tzura anymore? I mean, the whole thing kind of falls away. It's not a very good halachic formulation. Right? I mean, you knock off lots of the rabbanans like that. And the reason why that knocks off, by the way, is because once you start making a law that every guy can have a reason to explain why it's not relevant, you understand there's no law anymore. Right? Then everyone's going to take medicine on Shabbos and people are going to end up grinding. Because you just can't have laws. Laws don't work that way. I mean, once you start allowing every guy to explain why it's not relevant in his case, then I know I'm really not going to grind because I know the halacha and I'm a big tzaddik and whatever. I mean, it turns out this guy, he did it. And, you know, just laws don't work that way. I mean, laws have to have objective standards. Then you can't start making exceptions in laws. Otherwise, it's not a good law. So the Rabbanim are trying to protect the Torah. They have to set laws up in a way that could last in a systematic kind of way. So just to start allowing for exceptions, it's not a good formulation. You have to have a good conceptual formulation of the law. There's one reason. I mean, anyway, also, I think another reason besides the practicality, that halacha is a scientific system and has to be formulated with a good, a certain way of when halacha is formulated. It can't just be, it's not just a reason, it's a formulation. So there'll be a definition of the halacha. So maybe he's holding like this. That, see, Tosus holds... Tosus holds that the Torah, the halacha is that a tabach is chayav matanos. Okay, that's the most thing. Tabach is chayav. It's a din in the gav of the tabach. Okay, and that's the kasha on Rashi. I mean, isn't he a tabach right away? Is he a tabach right away? He doesn't go for this idea that it's the type of ma'aseh shechita. He doesn't know about the whole thing. He holds din in tabach. It's in the tabach, and they were there right, so Allah should be, is he a tabach? Is he not a tabach? So we know, I ask him, is he a tabach? Is he a tabach? Is he a tabach? Is he not a tabach? But he's holding like this, is that since it's a darabanon, and the darabanon is based on the chashash, the people are going to see a tabach, and they're going to jump on top of it and try to take advantage. So he holds that you define the shaman of the tabach is not determined by the gavra and his you know, the underlying reality of the gavra, but it's determined by the roah. There's an idea. He's defined as a tabach is defined, like so to speak, socially, by the way he appears. That's the identity. You know, there's an idea of an identity of like a job. Maybe your job is what are you really doing for a living? But then there's an idea of like what's your job? Well, what do people know you as? What are you known as? So that's an idea of a job. It's your occupation. How do people identify you? So it's an idea of a guy who's a tabach as viewed by people. Not just how is his bills being paid, but how's he identified? That's a type of it's not the primary idea of your job, but that is a framework of defining of looking at a tavach or a job is the appearance. Now, why would that framework? It's a strange framework to go by. And if the deraisa was a tavach is chayev, then the normal way you define a tavach is, well, what's his job? Are you a tavach? Not a tavach. Day one, you're a tavach. But it's saying since the whole idea of being a chayev a tavach is because of the chashash that people are going to see him and get out and start building, you know, start trying to take advantage. So the Rabbanon said the tavach which is chayev is the tavach as determined by the rabbi, determined by his appearance. That's the shame tavach, which the Rabbanon Machayev, an apparent tavach. A guy who is known as a tavach is chayev. A tavach as a social tavach. A guy who is known as a tavach is chayev. Why? Because if the guy is really a tavach, but doesn't appear that way, so then there's no chashash. Because he'll always say, Kataina, oh, I'm not a tavach, I'm just a male thing. So it doesn't lend itself to the abuse in such a case. You know what I mean? So, but that's the reason why the Rabbanon Warren goes there. But the what, how did they formulate the Gezeira, is that there's an idea of an appear of a tabach determined by the Rav. There's a tabach, the apparent tabach is higher. A known tabach. That's a way of defining a profession. And that's the formulation which they took hold of in order to be mechayev him in the Rabbanon. But that's his argument. If it were Rashi, within Rashi, it doesn't make sense. I mean, if it's a deraisa, then tavach tavach doesn't say anywhere like that. It's a secondary way of defining a tavach. So if the Torah said a tavach had 2-3 weeks or something like that, then you know the apparent though when the tavach becomes apparent, then fine, it would say, it has to say something like that. But otherwise, you say zochei zavach means zochei zavach is the tavach. The tavach is chayev. But he held that. In the framework of the Rabbanu, which is a chashash based upon people's seeing him and, you know, and taking advantage, so then that's the appropriate shem tavach to go. You know, right? It's the appropriate shem tavach to go. But Rashi isn't bothered by the problem because he holds it's not a din in the gavra of the tavach. This is from yesterday, but Rashi holds it's a din in the character of the shechita. So it's a character of the shechita, so then the character of the shechita automatically goes by what's... you know, by what's apparent. You know, that's the nature of the shlitz, is the way it's going to go. See, the gavra, the tabach, the primary way to define the gavra is based on the gavra. What is it? So that's day one. But Rashi's thing is the definition and the character of the shlita, which is a phenomenon, that's going to go by the way that takes the 3 weeks, the objective appearance into account. So by medicine or whatever, I mean, or by any other gazero, I mean, it's not enough just to have a reason for an exception. You have to be able to formulate it in a way that lends itself to, you know, that could avoid the top. So, you know, if you have a good reason why you shouldn't apply in so-and-so a case, sometimes the tom could be incorporated into the thing. If there is a way to formulate in a manner that it won't lend itself to abuse. But if there is no way to do that, you know, then you have to just, the rule has to be set up objectively across the board. You know, but here, that's what Tosos found. The nature of the sin is based upon, the chashash is based upon the apparent tavach. It's not based upon there's no chashash, what a tavach, a real tavach, a guy who is supported, pays his bills as a tavach is doing. Because who really cares? That's not really what we care about. What do we care about how he pays his bills? Well, the chashash emerges from the societal tabach. The society, if you have a kohen tabach in society, they're going to jump by on top of that. Kohen tabach in society, that guy is a danger to society. So they said that the kohen tabach is a mechayev. But again, the apparent kohen tabach. Is it then in the gavra of the tabach is chayev matanos? So then, the day one, it's a certain type of gavra. What are you? What are you doing? Who cares what people know? I mean, you're that gavra on day one. So then you'd be chayev right away. That's kasha. But according to Rashi, it's not an idea of a certain gavra. The gavra may be the gavra, but the question is, what is the objective type of shchita? So shchita is removed from the gavra. The gavra is only a vehicle of making the shchita, a certain kind of a shchita. But a shchita is like an objective phenomenon, which is identified in a certain manner. So if the guy is not known as a shofet, if he's just the person doing it, so then the shlita isn't characterized until his status as a shofet becomes manifest. You know, otherwise it's the shlita is still objectively the same kind of shlita, just in his head instead, you know, he's doing it differently. You know. But if it's intrinsically then in the gavra, then it goes by right away. What is he? He's a tavach right away. You know what I mean? Unless you say this those ideas the other way. What I do next is so I think that's it for this tosis. So I think what I want to do next is Kufan Bezaman Aleph, Tosis of Lershon. I mean, you can read the Mishnah. But basically it's a question about why a partnership is bought there. A partnership of Kohen and Yisrael, why don't you say they should be at least halfway chayav? Because as you say, who said there's such a thing as halfway chayav? So the Gemara is the case. Basically, if you have a koi, basically you have a behema, we'll get to this later, but a behema is chayav matan. Behemoth is a domesticated animal. A chaya, a wild animal, is a pater matanos. So let's say you have a crossbreed for behemoth and a chaya. So according to Rabbanon, simple pshat, you chayav halfway. Because it's miktsa sa. Sa, the Torah says sa. So sa is chayav matanos. So a miktsa sa, it's a half sa. So it's chayav halfway. So there's such a thing as being chayav half. So why don't you say, similarly, a Kohen Yisrael should be a partnership, should be high 50%? No, not according to the Rabbanan. Not me, the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan. Right? But you don't say that. So that's a Tosis takes up. No. What's the difference between those two?
Non-business partnership?
No, forget the business thing. Forget the business thing. Assume that now, the Rabbanan, the Raisa, Kohen, Butcher is high. So whatever it is, Kohen Butcher's chayav. But now you do. I'm sorry. No. What am I saying? No. Forget a business. Forget a partner. Just regular guy, regular plain citizen. Not a business thing. Plain Yisrael and Kohen. You know, you and Adam Ali are partners in Adam. Right. So you're part of Matanos. Okay. You don't have to shechta. You don't have to give any Matanos. Right. So why don't you say you should have them? 50%, right? After all, you're not going, right? No. Okay? Sorry. You know? But you don't. But if it's a crossbreed, then you do. So again, you would have said half. I mean, half. Those things are half. But you see, there is those things half. And even if you say those things half, fine. So I should be a part of it. I'll say chayav. Right? Okay, so that's what this Tosis kind of takes up. It's very brief, quick, but it's a reflection. Based on the Mishnah. I mean, you can read the Mishnah. So the Mishnah there, come on, based on that. Okay, I just wanted to mention this. I saw this. The Gemara here on here right before the Mishnah, come on, Alf, says that the halacha of dinner on the tabach is learned now from Meis Dovchei Zavach, according to one Shita. So we were saying yesterday that Tosus learns it that way, or he learns that from that pasuk. I mean, I didn't look into it much, but there's precedent to say that that's what Dovchei Zavach teaches. That's what we were learning in Tosus. The Gemara there says it for Elazar. It's not clear how the other sheet is going to learn it, but I'm just noting it. You know, I haven't looked into it much, but I just saw it last night. So. Okay.